Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All righty, welcome into the Lake Show. On a Monday evening, after the Minnesota Vikings drop a game against the Baltimore Ravens at home. And I know that typically with the National Football League, we get frustrated when our team loses on Sunday, right? Like the day after your team plays, if you lost, it's one of those situations where you just feel frustrated. You feel a little bit, I don't want to say depressed necessarily, but NFL football does kind of alter your mood to start the week. If your team wins on Sunday, the start of the week typically is great. Your team loses on Sunday, it sucks for the first couple of days, the first 48 hours. Well, something that I think that everybody should look at from yesterday's loss is the fact that this is not something where you look at the rookie quarterback. Let's call him a rookie, second-year quarterback, but this is first-year starting. J.J. McCarthy didn't have a good game yesterday, but with a rookie quarterback, everything has to be clicking. With a rookie quarterback, everything has to be clicking. So the Vikings lose to the Ravens 27-19, but there were so many things that went wrong. And the first is the the penalties. How you have that many false starts is mind-blowing to me. So you've got all the false starts with the Minnesota Vikings because they had 8. You look at the turnovers, and yes, J.J. McCarthy, he threw a couple of interceptions, and also Miles Price had a terrible day returning the football because he fumbled a couple of times, lost one. And all the turnovers led to points, 13 points for the Baltimore Ravens. But the number one thing that I have an issue with from yesterday's game, and I typically don't go here because I typically don't feel this way about him, is I have an issue with the head coach, Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell, I have an issue with, and I put a lot of the blame on in this particular game on him. I thought that the play calling and decision making that way was some of the worst since he's been the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. I am a KOC fan. I think that KOC is a good coach. He did not have a good day at the office yesterday. That's the reality of it. Now, I know that people will say, well, hold on. Well, what about the defense? This, that, and the other. I thought the defense was fine. You can't have turnover after turnover and have a situation where you're facing a future Hall of Famer in Lamar Jackson, a future Hall of Famer in Derrick Henry, and think that you're going to absolutely 100% shut them out. The defense did their job for the most part. Heck, in the first half, they only gave up 9 points. So the defense, to me, Yeah, they could have been more shut down, but you're not going to shut out Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens and a Super Bowl winning head coach. But man, when you have J.J. McCarthy, a rookie quarterback, that's leading the charge, you got to do a much better job, man, of play calling. And yes, I know that J.J. was all over the place. His quarterback rating, not good. He was 20 of 42 passing the football. And I know that Vinita Sakar asked me earlier this morning about, you know, Justin Jefferson. Did I think that he was off? And Justin Jefferson wasn't off. J.J. was off. But put your players in a position to be successful. That is what is tasked for the head coach to do. That is what coaches do in sports. Put your players in position to be most successful. And I just thought that some of the play calling was just awful. Like, throwing a deep ball when it's, what, second and one? Like, get the first down. Get the first down. I thought that yesterday, one of the things that bugged me more than anything is the fact that you're running the football effectively and you choose to throw as much as you do. Now, let's be honest. When you fall behind a couple of touchdowns, yes, you're going to throw a little bit more to get back in the game. But this game was not out of hand. You actually had a lead at halftime. For the Minnesota Vikings as a team to average 6.7 yards a rush and you throw the ball 42 times, unacceptable. 651-461-9226. Are you with me with putting this on Kevin O'Connell? Because I'm putting this on Kevin O'Connell. This loss squarely on Kevin O'Connell. Yes, JJ's got to play better. Do I think that it is a roller coaster going from the way that he played last week to this week? Yes. Significant drop-off in difference. But his coach has got to put him in better positions. Quite frankly, one of the plays that I crossed my fingers on was the trick play they ran to throw the ball back to JJ. I'm like, what are you doing right here? You're about to get this guy who can't stay healthy killed out there in terms of him being a receiver. Like, things like that made absolutely no sense. And when you are able to be effective in the run game the way that the Vikings were and not run the ball more, I just gave you the average of 6.7. You know how many times they ran the football the entire game? 18 carries. That is unacceptable. That is unacceptable. The Baltimore Ravens ran the ball twice as much with 36 carries, and they only averaged 4.2. You held Derrick Henry to 3.8 yards a carry. 3.8. But yet and still, they win comfortably.
When J.J. McCarthy dropped back on the second, third down and short, the first one, you're like, okay, this is just, you're not running the football when you should. I don't know if KOC thinks it's illegal to run the ball on third down and short, but you can. When J.J. McCarthy, Henry, I kid you not, when he dropped back, because I looked at my wife, I'm like, they're going to throw this damn ball. And J.J. dropped back. You could just hear this collective, oh, like a collective groan in U.S. Bank Stadium. Because we knew when you've got a young quarterback and you say that everything needs to be clicking, one of the things that you need to do is when you've got yourself in an advantageous game script or a situation, lean into it. Lean into it. You might have to change your play calling. Maybe that's a play that you would run with Sam Darnold or Kirk Cousins. J.J. McCarthy is, this is his fourth career start. You're putting him in a bad spot. Because you're not doing, sometimes the most obvious thing is obvious for a reason. And it was beyond frustrating because the 8 false start penalties, it was laughable. Nobody, who does that at home? But the very fact that, Henry, I agree 100% with everything that you were saying, from JJ is going to struggle. That's fine. The defense played, I thought, well enough to win. The play calling was beyond horrible yesterday.
I'd love to get your reaction. 651-461-9226. The text line. from the 651. Hi, Henry. I don't understand the fine points of football, but when JJ threw for a long pass when they were third down and one, I said to my husband, what the heck? Even I knew what a stupid call that was. Look, you just talked about, like, the obvious, and you talking about it's obvious for a reason. I understand in sports, and specifically in football, that there are times where you don't want to be predictable, right? I totally get that. That was not one of those times.
No, no.
Because you're running the football efficiently. You are super effective.
Do it until they stop it.
You are able to, and that's the thing. Sometimes when you get a drive going right, and you're just ripping off 5 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards, whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you have to pivot and say, oh, it's time to throw? It's the Randy ratio. That's not what we're doing here.
No, it was just kind of really... I know that KOC, it's a pass-happy league. I totally understand that. But you got to play to the strength of who your quarterback is at this point. Like, I thought yesterday the offensive line did a really good job of keeping J.J. McCarthy from feeling a lot of pressure. Those throws were some of the worst throws that I've seen. He's got to learn that you don't always throw the fastball. Sometimes you throw the off-speed pitch, right? Sometimes you loft the ball over the line of scrimmage where it's not getting batted down. Those are things that are going to happen with time. He's going to learn with the reps. Like, these are the reps that he wasn't getting in practice last year because of the injury. But the very fact that I appreciate the confidence, Henry, that he's got in J.J. McCarthy, but at this point, you lean on what got you there. Like, you can't... Don't outthink yourself. Don't get cute.
Yeah.
And we've seen it, though, Henry. We've seen it. We're like, okay, KOC's been here long enough. He should know better. That it doesn't work.
And he's, I like KOC.
I do, too. But I just... This is a loss that's on him.
Yep. 651-461-9226. Your reaction, your thoughts, your phone calls, your texts, they're next right here on The Lake Show.
It was a yard, and it was four down territory. So we knew that was going to be zero coverage one-on-one with Justin, and then a chance to, you know, if we didn't get the look for the play, we were going to, you know, get a run off. And I was planning on going for it regardless on fourth down.
But you didn't get that far.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's the problem.
Ding, 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 ding.
Welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. That's the problem, KOC. Just get the first down, man. So frustrating. I thought that KOC let the Vikings fans and let his team down. He just he didn't take care of business. From the 651, hi, Henry and Chris. I feel McCarthy spent too much time looking for a double-covered Jefferson. Also, Hockenson is not his old self. Let me say this about being double-covered. When you are an elite receiver and you are the best on the planet, sometimes it doesn't matter if you're double-covered. If the damn quarterback gets you the ball, like gives you a 50-50 chance to get it, or ball placement is accurate, then J.J. can still make plays. The issue is that J.J. was off with that. But, I mean, to their point, yeah, you don't want to force it all the time into double coverage. I totally get that. They say also Hockenson is not his old self. Hey, man, if this is what we're going to get from T.J. Hockenson, and I'm not necessarily even blaming him, but we're not utilizing him correctly. But if this is it, we got to figure out this salary cap situation. We got to move on. This is, you gave him big money, and this is the production that you're squeezing out of him. It's not good, man. Well, it's not good.
I think part of it right now with T.J. Hockenson over the past several weeks is the fact that Josh Oliver hasn't been healthy. So you've needed T.J. more in the blocking scheme. Let me say this on the
offensive line.
Yeah, which is on the offensive line, and we know that the offensive line has had issues. I will say, watching the game yesterday, and you were just talking about the, you know, Justin Jefferson. There was the double team where Jefferson had the ball in his hands in the end zone, had it knocked away. T.J. Hockenson wide open. Like, I was closer sitting in my seats to T.J. Hockenson than a member of the Baltimore Ravens. The fact that one thing about J.J. is he gets so locked into Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Like yesterday, Jalen Naylor had a good game. But Hockenson, number one, just isn't running as many routes. And it's, you know, you've got Justin Jefferson, so he's the first guy you're going to look to naturally. These things are going to come. It's just, you know, these are the growing pains that we say we want to see, but now that we're seeing him, we're kind of mad that we're seeing him.
All right, let's take a phone call from regular on the show, Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Henry.
How you doing?
I agree with you entirely. I do. You know, when you were talking about someone texted in, they were picking up a little bit of yardage on the ground, and it was third and two, and he decided to pass.
Third down and one, Yep.
You know, KLC could learn a little something from baseball. If you're throwing a bunch of sweepers or sinkers, and they're starting to get knocked around the park a little bit, go to your heater. You get a swing and a miss, come right back with that heater. That's what he did not do.
And, you know,
he didn't wait for the swing and a miss and then come back with the same thing because it worked.
Well, one of the things, though, too, Jeff, is, and this is on JJ, okay? Let me put this on the quarterback, this particular one, point.
Oh, yeah.
Is that with throwing the football, you can't throw a fastball every single time. Sometimes you got to have some touch, man. Sometimes you got to have some touch.
That's right.
You know? So I thought that the best to me, I don't know how you viewed it, Jeff, I thought that the best throw of the day, and it's not even close, you can make the case it's the best throw of his career, was the third and five when he connected with Jalen Naylor, and it goes for 62 yards. To me, that was perfectly placed. But after that, he just kind of regressed.
Well, you're right. But the analogy I was making was on the play calling. And the difference with a pitcher and a catcher, they're figuring it out. They don't have some coach on the sideline telling the guy what pitch to throw every throw.
Yep.
There's the problem, I think.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Listen to this. I'm going to read this to you guys real quickly. And I agree with this assessment from the Minnesota Star Tribune and Ben Gesslin. Okay? Just it's a real quick read. They say the turning point, or he says the turning point. The Vikings led 10-9 at halftime, and started the second half with back-to-back Aaron Jones runs that gained 22 yards. But after McCarthy hit Jordan Addison for 4 yards on second down, the Vikings lined up with two tight ends and two running backs on third and one. Instead of going back to the run, Coach Kevin O'Connell dialed up a play-action pass, shot out of heavy personnel, and McCarthy threw his second interception of the day as Jefferson fell down on the play. The Ravens drove 68 yards for field goal to take the lead for the first time of the year. That was the turning point. That was it. That was, and that's the start, the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
That was the play in which I'm looking and I'm like, I'm bald, but let me try to find some follicles here in my head because this makes no. I was so livid with that, man.
Yeah.
I really was.
Well, it was coming right towards us in our end zone, and we saw the coverage that was there and. Jefferson tripped just a little bit.
Yeah, because he stepped on his foot.
And then, obviously, with Jefferson going down, and, you know, you can say, okay, well, you know, people are like, well, he didn't make an effort with, you know, when the ball was intercepted. He touched the Ravens defender, so he knew that he was down. So that, you know, the return was irrelevant. But the very fact that you dialed up something like that for J.J. McCarthy, when you go heavy personnel, it's like everything is leaning into running for 1 yard. Just do the damn thing. Do the thing that we think you're going to do because you had been winning the line of scrimmage. You'd been, you know, you'd been more physical than Baltimore. Baltimore is not the same team it used to be in the Ed Reed, Ray Lewis days. Like, this is not the same team. But my goodness, man. Like, you're setting up that personnel. It's okay to just lean into it. Very, very annoying. And it's not a game you're going to get back. But you know, you learn from this, I hope. I mean, J.J.'s going to learn to make those passes. I have no doubt that J.J. is going to learn from this. But KOC, man, this is... he does not like third down and short. That's apparently his kryptonite.
All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, because we'll get back to the Minnesota Vikings. We got some Wolves stuff to get into. We got plenty of sports stuff tonight. But let's turn to politics. We're going to talk to Aaron Rupar from the Public Notice Newsletter. Who wins the shutdown if the government is about to be reopened? We get to that next year on The Lake Show. Aaron Rupar joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Aaron, it's been a while since we last chatted. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm hanging in there, just taking it day by day, like most Americans are taking it day by day. The big news, clearly, we started to see some of the speculation yesterday around this time, or maybe a little bit earlier, about the possibility that maybe there was some sort of agreement between Democrats and Republicans to get the government reopened and the shutdown, which has been the longest shutdown that we've seen, ended. And there are a lot of unhappy people right now with regards to those that are on the Democratic side of things. Let's start with just a simple question. If indeed this shutdown is over, who wins this shutdown if the government is about to be reopened, but the Democrats get no guarantees with regards to the ACA and the subsidies?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I'm really not sure who wins in that way. I mean, I guess time will tell with polling. I think that, as you kind of alluded to, the Democratic base is pretty demoralized by how this played out because, you know, if you recall, the whole stated reason for the shutdown was spiking healthcare premiums, and, you know, if you listen to Hakeem Jeffries over the past month and a half, the line has been that, you know, he was going to hold strong, which he did. I mean, of course, the Senate caved and not the House, but that he was going to hold strong until the healthcare crisis was resolved. But of course, this deal does nothing for healthcare. There are some minor concessions that Republicans made where some of the layoffs that occurred to federal workers during the shutdown are being reversed and food stamps is being funded for another year, which is, you know, just kind of Republicans doing the bare minimum to meet their lawful obligations. And so that was kind of the frustrating thing listening to some of the Democrats like Tim Kaine in the Senate today talk about this is, you know, they made a big deal over this guarantee that John Thune gave them to hold a vote on Affordable Care Act subsidies sometime next month. But I think we all know that Republicans who have spent 15 years trying to repeal the ACA are going to just vote no on that. So I guess the idea that Democrats have is that, you know, they've raised the salience of the healthcare issue at a time when a lot of Americans, you know, tens of millions of Americans are seeing that their premiums are going to shoot up next year. And so, you know, if you want to take the charitable stance on this deal, the idea would be that politically, you know, even if this is kind of like a short-term victory for Republicans, they're going to pay the price next year as people kind of blame them for the healthcare cost increases that they're dealing with. So, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But for me, because Trump was really on the ropes, his approval has been tanking, people were blaming him and Republicans for the shutdown, I would have held out for a better deal than this. And I feel like Dems didn't really get that much.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. And let me stick with the trust, the trust factor. Trusting Republicans to act in good faith at this particular point, obvious question mark. I'm not sure, specifically when Mike Johnson has not said that he would even really honor, maybe specifically, and be held to or held accountable to say that he is going to absolutely 100% look more towards revisiting the ACA subsidies. I don't understand why we are in a position when we've been in this shutdown for so long, how in turn those Democrats that are going to go ahead and vote for this, how some way they're going to go ahead and just trust Republicans to act in good faith. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I do trust that Thune will live up to his end of the bargain where they will hold this vote. But again, you know, I don't see any reason to expect that Republicans will do anything other than what they've done for 15 years, which is vote no on health care and support defunding the health care system. So it's pretty thin gruel. And then, like you said, even today, Mike Johnson was on CNN about an hour ago saying that he's made no commitments, that, you know, even if something does pass the Senate, he won't necessarily vote for it in the House. Now, you know, with a guy like Tim Kaine, you can kind of understand it just from a pragmatic standpoint, because obviously a huge constituency of his in Virginia is federal workers. And so those are some of the people who are most directly immiserated because they weren't getting paid during the shutdown. So from kind of the bread and butter of politics standpoint, you can kind of understand that. I mean, the other thing that's worth keeping in mind is that the eight Democrats who are going along with Republicans on this vote, none of them are up for re-election next year, and a few of them are actually retiring. And so yep. I think that's kind of fueled speculation, you know, which I think is a little more than speculation, that this was kind of a deal that leadership was in on, even though Chuck Schumer personally voted no, that they kind of arranged this where members were not in big jeopardy, you know, are taking this tough vote to end the shutdown, and then, you know, they won't be facing consequences from voters next year.
Yeah, we're talking to Aaron Rupar from Public Notice Newsletter here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. If you're not already subscribed to his newsletter and Substack, you definitely need to check that out. You brought up Chuck Schumer. Man, everybody seems to be upset with Chuck Schumer right now, and I think that people are looking at him and saying he needs to resign, he needs to step down, his time is pretty much up. Well, at this particular point, what do you think is going to be maybe the legacy of Chuck Schumer? I know that he's 74, we know that he's not going to be around forever, but man, it just seems like over the course of the last couple of years, he is really taking it, from a PR perspective, on the chin.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, I think had he retired, you know, maybe after the first couple of years of the Biden administration, he would have had a much more secure legacy. I mean, I certainly don't think his legacy will live up to that of Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, who announced that, you know, she is not seeking re-election next year. And, you know, Schumer has not announced any sort of retirement, but it does seem like his role as minority leader is in danger. And the thing that really, to me, was the strongest evidence of this is that you had Mark Kelly, the Arizona senator, who's known as being, you know, very moderate, kind of common sense voice in the Democratic caucus, on TV today, basically expressing no confidence in Schumer. He was asked directly if he supports Schumer remaining the Democratic leader, and kind of danced around that. So, you know, it seems like Schumer has kind of managed to get everybody upset with him, other than the small handful of Dems who, you know, support ending the shutdown. So, you know, I want to be a little bit charitable here, because this deal, this budget deal, only extends until the end of January. So for better or worse, we're going to have the same ordeal and kind of be facing the same, you know, the same political gridlock in just a couple months. And so, you know, I want to be a little bit charitable and kind of see how that plays out. But, you know, I will say that back in March, when Schumer caved the first time, his line was, you know, we need to fight Trump in the fall when he'll be less popular. Well, Trump was less popular. They fought him for a little while in the fall, and now they've caved again. So, you know, I think it's kind of easy to always look toward the next fight when, you know, the fight was ongoing yesterday. Dems seem to be winning it. and Schumer apparently played a large role in kind of orchestrating, basically folding the Democratic hand.
You know, I'm still trying to figure this out, and I just don't get it. But this whole Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to intervene with regards to this order for full SNAP benefits, I'm trying to figure out what is the purpose with the Trump administration just really going through with this whole, like, being so negative and not wanting people to get their SNAP benefits. I'm trying to figure out, like, we can look at it and say that from a PR perspective, this looks horrible, but just on a basic human level of people being able to utilize SNAP, I don't understand what we're doing here. What can you make sense of this?
I was really surprised by that, too. And I posted this on social media yesterday, that I think one of Trump's political skills that is kind of underrated is that he's really good at picking fights that benefit him politically. So, you know, he kind of made transphobia a big wedge issue last year, and he had that Kamala's for they them ad, you know, kind of picking a fight with the trans community. But, you know, in the end, I'm not sure that he really came off any worse politically for that, or like some of his fights that he picks with immigrants. He finds these kind of wedge issues and takes a side of that he thinks, at least with his base, maybe with some people in the middle, is a winning position. But with food stamps, you know, when you're going to the Supreme Court to fight on behalf of basically starving tens of millions of Americans, that to me did not make a lot of sense and kind of baffled me as well, especially, you know, against the backdrop of him building this ballroom, you know, giving $40 billion to Argentina. You know, all the wasteful spending we've seen everywhere else. And then when it comes to food stamps, you know, it's like suddenly there's no money for that. So, again, that was another reason why I was frustrated with the timing of the Democratic cave here, is that, you know, you had Trump literally over the weekend going to the Supreme Court arguing on behalf of taking food off the plates of hungry kids. And, you know, instead of letting him kind of, you know, dry on the vine with that position, which is obviously a very unpopular one, Dems bailed him out. But, yeah, I mean, again, I wish I could explain that. I think most of the time when Trump takes a position like this, you know, kind of a polarized position on a 50-50 issue, I think there's kind of a political strategy behind it. If there was one in this case, I fail to see it.
Let me ask you, I'm going to read this from a texter. It says, health insurance premiums, is from 612, health insurance premiums and government opening are independent events. Seems oddly unfair to tie that to the government opening the majority of the elected reps, because Dems fell off to the severe left midterms will tell the answer. Things can be changed then. What is your response to that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, I mean, obviously, the healthcare premiums that people are facing, you know, that is now independent of this whole shutdown fight because Dems kind of decided to settle for less on that. I mean, you know, they could have demanded a deal where, as a condition of reopening the government, Republicans agreed to restore the ACA tax credits for another year or 2 years or, you know, any number of concessions that, that Democrats could have driven for. And instead of that, you know, they settled for this promise of a vote and, you know, basically overturning some of the layoffs that have occurred over the past 6 weeks. So, again, that was part of my frustration with Dems here, too, is that, you know, if you're going to be out there for 6 weeks saying these healthcare, these premiums are a crisis, we need to address, you know, we need to address this for the well-being of the American people, and then you don't actually do that, you know, it kind of rings hollow when you reflect on some of the messaging there. So, again, I think the calculation on the standpoint of these eight senators who caved is that politically they may lose this battle, but they're going to win the war next year at the, you know, at the ballot box when people go vote in the midterms and they remember how expensive their health insurance got. Time will tell, but I would have liked for them to drive a harder bargain on that, too, to, you know, kind of help people more in the short term, even if, you know, I think it's worth mentioning in this context that sometimes when you do stuff like that, you insulate Republicans from the consequences of their own votes. And so, you know, I kind of understand, you know, maybe people have to feel a little bit of pain so that they make smarter voting decisions next time. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you're going to have people who are going to die because they don't have health insurance. And, you know, that's just people don't like it when that's said bluntly. But, you know, if you can't go to the doctor, that leads to negative health outcomes. And a lot of people are going to be facing that now.
One of the things, and I want to get your reaction to my response on this, is I know that there are people that will look and they will take shots at Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. This is what I would say to those people that have an issue with the subsidies and all the stuff that happens with Obamacare, right? My question would be simple. What is the healthcare plan that Donald Trump hasn't presented since 2016? Like, it's one thing to knock something, but what are the options? When people say concepts of a plan, or where is the what is your plan? And you say, oh, we're going to unveil it soon. We've been hearing this since 2016. So me personally, look, I'm not looking at the ACA and saying it's perfect, but I fundamentally have an issue with people that are so quick to talk down on something when they don't even realistically have an option. Like Donald Trump has not, for him to not present a healthcare plan to the American people in all this time is unconscionable.
Well, he did kind of soft roll out a plan just over the last few days. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but this idea that, you know, the ACA will be repealed
and people don't like
all of the money that has been used for subsidies will be basically sent back to the American people. And then they individually can deal with insurance companies. I mean, he literally just before I hopped on with you was on Fox saying that, you know, you give the money to the people and then they can deal directly with their insurance companies. And it's like, you know, again, we lived through this, you know, a lot of people who are a little bit younger than me maybe don't remember what it was like pre-ACA, but, you know, if you had a pre-existing condition, you were priced out of the healthcare market. And that was one of the big problems that the ACA, you know, was meant to resolve, is basically subsidizing the care of people who otherwise on their own would not have been insurable or would not have been insured by insurance companies. And so, you know, I think they you know, when you kind of boil it down, I think Republicans want to take us back to that world and kind of guise it in the framework of choice and freedom and, you know, individual liberty. But individual liberty, you know, doesn't mean a whole lot if you have a pre-existing condition or trying to get health care and are facing premiums that you can't afford. So, you know, I will give Trump limited credit. Like I said, where at least this week he's attempting to articulate some vision of what the world of healthcare would look like in his utopia, you know, if he could just kind of snap his fingers and change federal policy like that. But, you know, it just takes us back to where we were 20 years ago. And the reason that the ACA was such an imperative and was one of the defining issues of the 2008 presidential campaign is because the healthcare system back then was even more broken, way more broken than it is today.
Yeah. All right. Real quickly, final question for you. Typically, you know, it doesn't matter where you live, whether it's Minnesota, to Missouri, to California. We love the National Football League. And if your team loses on Sunday, you feel a little bit frustrated to start the week. You know, you got about like 48 hours to kind of vent and be a little bit frustrated. It kind of alters your mood. Is Aaron Rupar's mood altered when the Vikings lose, or is it more tied into what the Minnesota Timberwolves will do on a day-to-day?
Man, I'll tell you, my mood yesterday was altered by the Vikings losing because one of my good friends in town here is dating a woman who lives in Baltimore. And she traveled to the game with her parents and her brother. And so, and they're all Ravens fans. And so I was there with my friend and then about a half dozen Ravens fans. And I was feeling guilt today because, you know, we had a lot of fun. But then after the game ended, they were whooping it up with other Ravens fans and taking pictures and kind of gloating. And so I did like kind of the Irish goodbye of like, you know, good seeing you. I got to go. So after that, you know, I was actually made a little bit more cheery by the Wolves performance later last night, which kind of restored my sports mojo a little bit. But normally I don't take Vikings losses that hard, but it was just tough being around all those Ravens fans who were having just a great old time, you know, after I watched J.J. McCarthy struggle for 3 hours.
Yeah, and we get the Wolves again tonight, which should be a lot of fun as they face tonight is the Utah Jazz. That's right. We face the Utah Jazz again. All right. Hey, Aaron, man, always a pleasure having you on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, great talking to you again. Look forward to next time.
All right. Aaron Rupar joining us. Public Notice Newsletter. Check it out. Make sure that you are subscribed to a Substack. We will take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour one, and we'll do that next. All right, we'll get back to sports here at the top of the hour. Thanks again to Aaron Rupar for being on the show. But you had an interesting observation to the texter that doesn't like the Affordable Care Act. But you said with regards to Republicans or those that don't like it, go ahead and tell me your thought that you gave me in the break.
Other than the alternative or what his health plan is? Oh, you mean other than like injecting bleach and like putting a UV light inside you, the healthcare plan?
Well, you said that if you don't like something, then you need to show people something that opposes that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
Give us an alternative. If it's really that bad, and listen, nothing out there is perfect except for Dear Leader. I mean, Dear Leader is by himself.
If it's as bad as what it's being said to be,
what's the alternative?
Like, and that's, I think that fundamentally, and no one, I don't think that anybody has ever said that the ACA is perfect.
No, it's not. But it's not.
Yeah, I mean, but. Like
if it's that,
what's the option?
Yeah, if it's been that bad for so long, then your first term, that should have been a priority, right? That should have been a priority. It wasn't. Is it a priority now? Well, no, it's not. Why isn't it a priority if this is so bad? If it's so awful for the American people that people are on it, and they use, give them an alternative. Or do you not really have anything?
You cannot sit here and say that Obamacare is the worst thing ever, but over the course of the last decade, you've come up with nothing. Like that,
it can't be that bad.
That fundamentally makes no sense.
Yeah.
So what is the comeback to that? I would say to the texter, to anybody out there, like scrapping something. This is with any corporation, any business, whatever. When you're going to go away from something, you got to come up with what is next.
Yes, you've got something that you're going to pivot to. Any good business, and maybe this is why Donald Trump has filed bankruptcy 6 times, because he's an awesome businessman. I mean, you look at it, the history of losing money for this man is unbelievable. But if you're going to have something and you say, okay, we are going to pivot and we're going to go in a different direction. Great. Okay. What is that other direction? You can't say, well, we're going to do it. When are we going to do it? I don't know. What's the alternative? I don't know, but this sucks. Well, why does it suck? Because it sucks. It's bad. It's awful. Well, why is it bad? It just is. Just trust me. Trust me. Okay. Give us, what are you going to go? It's the evolution of a business. Everybody doesn't go the same way the entire time.
You just can't say we're going to scrap something because we don't like it, but then not give people options to pivot to.
Yes.
Like that makes no sense. Like I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. That makes no sense in life.
And you know, thinking, okay, people are going to get this money and we're just going to give these people a money. Yeah, we're just going to give these people, and not give them health insurance.
Man. Oh, man. I just, it's frustrating. It really is.
It is. I mean, you have people who they fall back on the crutch, on the talking points, right? The laziness. You're wanting a handout. You have to work for it. I worked for it. You know, that's not
people
even the point.
Handouts every day.
That's not even the
point.
We're giving
Argentina how many billion?
I mean, I wish that people could come up with the talking points that are constructive instead of the same old tired talking points that have been proven to be incorrect.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yep. All right. 651-461-9226. The Timberwolves are back in action tonight after winning last night in Sacramento. Tonight, they face the Utah Jazz, who they defeated at Target Center on Friday. And I actually went to the game for all of a half. They were just beating the crap out of Utah. We talk Timberwolves basketball, and we do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.